traffic and weather together coming up next on the Noon Business Hour.
Discussing your dollars, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time 1220. Well, the Emmy nominations are out today. We're seeing signs of changing times in the industry. Cable is stealing the show and streaming video is making its move. We're talking about it with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Chris and Regine, great to be here as always.
So this is really revolutionary, isn't it, what's going on in the TV industry? Netflix, a show that the House of Cards, a show that's not even on TV, traditional TV, it's on the internet, came in with the most nominations.
Yeah, this is history. And what's interesting is that it's history to TV insiders, people like your audience and maybe myself and the host of this program, the Noon Business Hour, are obsessed by what platform the content is being delivered on. But you know something? For the consumer, it's really pretty transparent and agnostic to them. They really don't care anymore, I think, about whether it's an online show, a cable show, a TV show, a satellite show, an iPhone show, a YouTube show. It's quality and story that counts, and this is a great example of that with 9 Emmy nominations.
It's kind of a reversal of what used to happen when people would leave TV for Hollywood for the movies, and now they're coming back from the movies and going to TV, the best talent.
Yeah, or even more astonishingly, leaving broadcast television, the big three, CBS, NBC, ABC, and throw Fox in there as well, and heading to online programs. Think about a big star like Kevin Spacey saying, you know something, I'm going to be busy for a while because I'm going to do an online television show. People would have looked at him and said, dude, what's up with your career? Why are you doing that? But now, HBO with 108 nominations, that's a cable channel, more than CBS, NBC, and ABC combined. Showtime with 31, AMC and FX with 26, PBS with 24, Fox with 19. So it's the networks, it's cable companies, of course, have been well established in this, and now, 6 years after the rules were expanded to allow online content to compete for an Emmy, here's Netflix.
Yeah, and with the big movie stars moving over to the TV world or the broadcast world, Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, et cetera, the one downside Market Watch points out is pretty soon we'll be paying 6 cable bills. We're going to be paying Netflix and Hulu and Google and Amazon in addition to the cable provider.
Well, this is one of the big things that's also happening. This is kind of an inside baseball piece, which is trying to figure out who gets paid, how they're going to get paid, and what the limits of the consumer's willingness to subscribe or pay for content is going to be. You know, the internet and YouTube and a lot of other online outlets had to get the market started, had to kickstart it with a lot of free content. But, and this is newspapers as well, but now the paywalls are starting to go up. And that's because people are able to see the value in this content, no matter where it's hosted, and figuring out how to pay for that and how to get a consolidated bill and how to create your own a la carte menu of TV programming. That's going to really be the challenge ahead for the people inside running these companies.
Are we going to be looking at broadcast shows like ER and shows like that as ancient history in a few years?
You know, I don't know about ancient history. I mean, they're perfectly capable of producing good television and making hit shows, but it's just more competitive now, and prices are being driven down. The compensation package for top writers and stars on a Netflix isn't what it is for one of the network shows. So you can make an argument about what that's doing to quality, but I think, in the marketplace of ideas or in the marketplace of quality of the entertainment, there's a lot of room for a lot of players and story and quality, and those things still count no matter where the show is originated or who's producing it.
Well, and of course, the networks are still bound by FCC regulations, so they don't have quite the creative leniency that some of the cable broadcasters do. But Tom, thanks very much for talking with us about this. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.